back to the Curious Kid podcast. On October 29th, the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine was approved for children between the ages of 5 and 11 in the United States. That's 28 million more people now eligible to get the vaccine.
Those 28 million people include me and my brother Noah, who just turned 5 on November 11th.
That's right, and both of you got your first dose of the vaccine the next day, on November 12th.
In just a couple of minutes, I'm going to share what it was like to get the COVID vaccine.
But before you do that, we want to help answer some amazing questions sent in by our listeners with the help of some very special guests.
We also have an awesome treat to share with you. One of our listeners was a part of the clinical trials that studied the COVID vaccine in kids, and he was amazing enough to let us share his experience with all of you.
There is so much to get to, so let's get started.
Ethan from New York City wants to know how vaccines protect us.
To help us learn how vaccines protect us, we are so lucky to have Veronica, an infectious disease pharmacist who works at a hospital in Queens, New York. After finishing up pharmacy school, she completed 2 years of training to specialize in infectious diseases. She helps treat patients with different types of infections caused by bacteria, fungi, and viruses like COVID-19. Here's what she has to say.
Vaccines protect us by teaching our bodies what shouldn't be there. The COVID-19 vaccine works like other vaccines that you may have received before when you were a baby or the annual flu shot. Germs like coronavirus, which is the virus that causes COVID-19, invade and multiply inside the body. The vaccine helps stop this by teaching your immune system to recognize COVID as something that shouldn't be there and make antibodies to fight it. Antibodies are made by protector cells in our immune system called white blood cells. The antibodies and white blood cells remember how to defeat the germs if they ever come back. After you are fully vaccinated with 2 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, which are given 3 weeks apart, there is less of a chance that you will get COVID. You cannot get COVID-19 from the vaccine. You may still get COVID even after you get the vaccine, but you won't get as sick. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for kids is a type of vaccine called mRNA vaccine. The M in mRNA stands for messenger. mRNA is made up of nucleic acids, which are the building blocks of all the cells in our bodies. When doctors and scientists looked at coronavirus under a microscope, they saw spikes on it, which we call the S protein. This spike is unique to coronavirus and is not on the normal healthy cells in our bodies. After someone gets the COVID-19 vaccine, the mRNA carries instructions to your immune cells to make harmless copies of the spike protein S. These look just like the spikes on the actual COVID virus. After vaccination, your cells will start making the spike protein S copies and displaying them on the cell surfaces. When your cells make these copies of spike protein S, the immune system recognizes that they should not be there. Your body will make antibodies to get rid of the spike copies. Then these new antibodies your immune system made will remember how to protect you from the COVID virus in the future. It's important to know that after the mRNA is finished doing its job of telling your cells how to make the spike protein copies, it is immediately broken down. The mRNA never enters the nucleus of the cell, which is the brain of the cell, and will not affect your DNA. DNA is your body's instructions for making you, you. So taking the COVID vaccine will not change that.
Felix from Astoria, Oregon, wants to know what makes the kids' vaccine different from the adult vaccine. Frances from Malaysia had the same question. In her email, she asked, "Do you know if the amount of the vaccine is going to be the same for the children as the adult jab?"
Felix and Frances have a great question. Let's find out the answer from Veronica.
The Pfizer vaccine for kids 5 through 11 years old has the same ingredients as a vaccine given to adults and adolescents over 12 years old. The kids' vaccine is different from the adult and adolescent version because the dose of the vaccine is lower. So for kids, the dose of the vaccine is 10 micrograms, and the dose for the adults and kids over 12 years old is 30 micrograms. Another difference is the vaccine is given to kids with a smaller needle than the one given to adults.
Sophia, Octave, and Lorenzo from Newburgh, New York, want to know how the vaccine was made. Jonah from Berlin, Vermont, has the same question. We also got another super question from Ryan of Mission Viejo, California. He asked, what are the ingredients in the vaccine? Addit of Issaquah, Washington, had the same question.
We have the perfect guest to help us learn how the vaccine was made and what the ingredients of the vaccine are. His name is Robert, and he is the pharmacist in charge at Home Free Pharmacy. As a pharmacist, Robert helps manage the medications of thousands of patients. He has tons of clinical knowledge, and here he is to help us learn more about the COVID vaccine.
Hello, young scientists. I am really excited that you guys are interested in wanting to know about the COVID-19 vaccines and trying to understand how was the vaccine made and what ingredients are included in the vaccine. So, to begin with, we have two types of vaccines. We have vaccines that are made from messenger RNA, and we also have a vaccine that is made in a more traditional sense, the way we make any other vaccines you have probably received as a child. So the difference being that the mRNA vaccine is a kind of a newer vaccine for us in healthcare. And what do we mean by new? So immediately after the pandemic started, the Chinese scientists were able to publish the genetic code for the COVID-19 virus. And when we had access to that genetic code and we were able to isolate its genome, we were able to find out the genetic code that really specifically tells the virus on how to make a specific protein or a specific item on that virus called the spike protein. This is a tool, think of it like a key that the virus uses to enter into your body. It's a key that needs to unlock a specific door in your cell so that the virus can enter into your body. So once we had that genetic code, we use the mRNA. And what is an mRNA? mRNA is essentially a blueprint that has instructions to tell your body on how to make specific proteins. And proteins are functional things that allows you to do all the different functions that your cell performs in the body. So once we have that genetic blueprint on how to make that protein, we use it and we put it in a vaccine and we deliver it to your cell. And when we deliver into your cell, that blueprint tells your cells on how to make the spike protein. And the reason why we do that is once your body starts making the spike protein, the immune system that you have is coded, or your immune system has been given instructions to always look for something which does not belong there. And once it identifies that spike proteins, then it goes ahead and attacks it. So that's how we made the mRNA vaccine. One is identifying the genetic code for the COVID-19 virus. And then once we have identified that, we specifically use the mRNA, which is a blueprint that tells your body how to make that specific protein. And once we have that, then we can be able to deliver that blueprint to your cells, and we allow your cells to become a small mini laboratory of making these cells for the virus, and your body is able to attack them. And when the body attacks them, it uses these specific things called antibodies, and those allows the your body to be able to attack the virus if your body had to come in contact with the virus. That's how we made the mRNA vaccines. We also have a second type of vaccine, which we call more of a traditional vaccine. So how we make the regular vaccines you probably received as a child. So with that, we use a specific type of virus. We call it an adenovirus. And that virus essentially is inactivated, so it can't cause any disease to you. But adenoviruses are viruses that have existed with us for as long as we have been on this planet. So our body is used to them. But in there, inside, we can be able to put a small little fragment or small little component of the COVID virus. And once that virus delivers that small fragment, as I said earlier on, your body is wired to always look for something which is foreign and doesn't belong in your body. And it will start creating these antibodies or these soldiers against this foreign invader in your body. And that's how we made the traditional or the adenovirus vaccine. So when you hear about the Pfizer vaccine, when you hear about the Moderna vaccine, those use the mRNA, which is this blueprint that tells your cells on how to make specific proteins. And when you hear about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that is more of the quote-unquote traditional vaccine that uses an adenovirus. There was also questions about what ingredients are in the vaccine. So as I had mentioned earlier on, the vaccine consists of, specific to the mRNA vaccine, it has the mRNA, which is a blueprint that tells your cells on how to make specific type of proteins. And the one thing you need to recognize that the mRNA is very fragile. It needs to be protected. So one of the ways in which we protect it, we put it in something we call the lipid nanoparticles. So essentially what that is small little fat cells, because your body anyway has fat. So we add the mRNA into that small fat cell so that they're protected. And since your body is used to fat, it won't attack that specific fat and it will allow it to be delivered into the cell. And once it delivers into the cell, then the mRNA goes into the in the liquid portion of your cell and goes in and tells the your cell mechanisms to start making the spike protein. Now, the vaccine has the lipids in it. So when we, that's one component to it. The vaccine also has salts, specific salts. The reason why we put in those salts is we just want to make sure we create the right environment for the vaccine to sustain itself, for the mRNA to sustain itself. In science, we call that pH, which essentially is managing the acid, how much of an acid or how much of a basic environment that enables specific physiological reactions to take place. So that's where we add in salts to make it more a balanced environment. And then the vaccine also has our salt solution. The reason why we add in the salt solution is so that we can dilute and make it the vaccine into liquid formulation so that we can put it in the needle and that needle gets injected in you. So those are the ingredients that are in the vaccine. The mRNA for the mRNA vaccine itself put in into lipid particles or fats to protect it. And it also has salts just to help maintain a normal environment for it. And then obviously for the traditional vaccines that I had mentioned, it has the adenovirus that doesn't need to be protected in any way because the adenovirus is something that your body has seen before. So it's not in any, there's no lipid in that, but rather just the salts to help give the right environment for it to be delivered in your body. And again, I'm really excited that you guys want to learn more about the vaccines and how the process is made. And really excited for your young minds to learn more about this and get more comfortable with the vaccine. And hopefully you get the vaccine. Thank you.
We received a great question from a six-year-old listener named Vienna. She wants to know if the COVID vaccine hurts.
That's a fantastic question, deserving of an equally fantastic guest. We are so lucky to have a pediatrician, Denise Bell, to help us answer the question. Denise works for Advocare Cornerstone Pediatrics in Haddonfield, New Jersey.
Not only is Denise an awesome pediatrician, but she is also my soccer coach.
That's right. She is the head coach of your soccer team. Go Cherry Hill Fire. We asked Denise if the COVID vaccine hurts for Vienna. Let's hear what Denise had to say.
Like most vaccines, the COVID shot can hurt a little when you get it, but it's over very quickly. It's okay if you cry. Lots of kids cry when they get a shot. But there are some things you can do to make it hurt less. Holding still, relaxing your arm, and watching a video or doing something else that distracts you can all help make shots less painful. And remember, if it does hurt, putting an ice pack on your arm after you get the shot can make it feel better more quickly.
Denise is going to help us answer one more question. The most popular question we received about the COVID vaccine is, will the vaccine make me sick?
5-year-old Taylor of Bunbury, Western Australia asked, my mom was sick in bed after her second dose. Might I feel sick after mine? Madison of Plymouth, Massachusetts had the same question. She asked, will I get sick like my mommy did?
Lots of sick mommies. Let's find out from Coach Denise whether the COVID vaccine can make us sick.
When you feel sick after a shot, Doctors call that a side effect. The side effects of the second dose are very similar to the side effects of the first dose of the COVID shot. The most common side effect is pain around where you got the shot, and it is actually a little more common after the first dose. Side effects like fever, headaches, muscle aches, and feeling tired do happen a little more often after the second dose. About half of kids may feel one of those side effects after their second dose of the COVID shot. But most of the time, those side effects are mild and only last for one day. The good news is that those side effects are normal signs that your body is building protection against COVID.
Thanks to all of you that sent questions to us. We're sorry we couldn't answer them all. We got lots of awesome insight into the COVID vaccine and how it works.
Now we are going to hear from a very awesome listener of ours. His name is Floyd. He is 6 years old, and he was a participant in the clinical trials to test the COVID vaccine in kids.
His mom, Sharin, is also an infectious disease physician, so she knows a ton about COVID. Let's learn what it was like to be a part of the clinical trials. Take it away, Floyd and Sharin.
Hi there, my name is Sharin, and I'm an infectious disease doctor, and I'm here with Floyd.
Hello, my name is Floyd. I'm 6 years old.
Floyd was lucky enough to be a part of the COVID-19 vaccine trial for kids this past summer. A clinical trial is something that researchers do to see whether a new medicine or vaccine is safe and if it works well. Clinical trials are important for a number of different reasons. The vaccine trial helped researchers figure out the right dose of the vaccine for kids. The vaccine trial also looked very carefully at safety. Even though Floyd got his vaccine doses back in June, we still have to touch base with the study team every week to let them know how Floyd is feeling. The trial also looked at how well the vaccine works. And the information learned from the trial can then be used to help many more people. So Floyd, why did you want to be a part of the COVID-19 vaccine trial?
It's because I wanted to keep myself safe, my parents safe, especially my grandparents safe because they're older than me, and my friends.
What did you have to do as a part of the trial?
I had to get a vaccine and a blood draw in the first part, and then the second time I went, it was just a vaccine. And in both times, it was a swab. It feels like a feather going up your nose that tickles.
How did you feel after you got the vaccine?
I felt like I had a sore arm, but after a few days it went away.
It's been about 5 months since you got your vaccine, and how do you feel now?
I feel great. I don't even feel like it even happened.
Do you have any advice for kids that are about to get the vaccine?
I do. Just look away from the needles, hum something to yourself, and then when you get home, just sit back and relax.
Are you happy that you were a part of the trial?
I am, because now other kids can get the vaccine.
Thank you, Olivia and Jacob.
That was awesome. We have the best listeners in the world. A big thank you to Floyd and Sharin for all you have done during the pandemic. You are both heroes.
Before we wrap this bonus episode up and put a bow on it, why don't you tell us what it was like to get the COVID vaccine since you got it just last week?
I was nervous, but it didn't hurt at all. My arm was sore for a day or two after I got the shot, but I'm so glad I got it.
Great job, Olivia. We want to thank everyone that sent in questions. A special thank you to Veronica, Robert, and Denise for answering the questions for us. Thank you, Floyd and Sharin, for sharing what it was like to be in the COVID vaccine clinical trials.
Join us tomorrow when we get curious about fingerprints.
And if you love the episodes with special guests, stay tuned, because we have a bunch of special guests joining us in the next couple of months to get curious about soccer, coding, ears, carnivorous plants, horses, and asteroids. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.